It's Tuesday, October 9th, AD 2018. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by Kevin Swanson and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Whitehouse.gov issued an official presidential statement commemorating Down Syndrome Month and affirming the right to life. The statement reads, quote, "All people are endowed by their Creator with dignity and the rights to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Despite some persistent myths and stigmas, even within the medical community, our nation strongly embraces the undeniable truth that a Down syndrome diagnosis is an opportunity to embrace God's gifts." End quote. Between 70 and 90% of preborn babies diagnosed with Down syndrome are aborted in this country. Psalm 139:13 through 16 testifies, "O Lord, you formed my inward parts. You knitted me together in my mother's womb. I praise you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Wonderful are your works. My soul knows it very well. My frame was not hidden from you when I was being made in secret, intricately woven in the depths of the earth. Your eyes saw my unformed substance. All the days ordained for me were written in your book before one of them came to be." In the providence of God, Hurricane Michael is gaining force and is headed for the Gulf Coast of Florida. The storm is packing winds over 100 miles per hour, and forecasters say it may reach a level 3 hurricane by the time it hits Florida on Wednesday, reports CNN. Facebook is censoring advertisements for the new pro-life movie, Gosnell, The Trial of America's Biggest Serial Killer, which tells the story of abortionist Kermit Gosnell, who was convicted of murdering 3 live babies after botched abortions during a trial held in 2011. Producer Fela McAleer told The Federalist that Kickstarter refused to let the company crowdfund it. In addition to Facebook censorship, NPR has also rejected advertising. McAleer says, quote, "The Silicon establishment does not want this story told," end quote. Find a theater near you through the website gosnellmovie.com, spelled G-O-S-N-E-L-L. Switzerland's National Council has voted to criminalize so-called transphobia and homophobia, reports Sputnik News. The ruling extends a 3-year prison sentence to those who might say something perceived as hateful concerning transgenderism or the sin of homosexuality. Trading Economics reports that the worst nation in the world, based on household debt to GDP ratio, is Switzerland. The next 10 worst nations in the world for household debt to GDP ratios are Australia, Denmark, Netherlands, Norway, Canada, South Korea, New Zealand, Sweden, United Kingdom, and the United States. The nations most likely to carry the most debt are generally post-Christian